Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 1 minute. Actually, you got 5 seconds. We got something you can do there in 5 seconds. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you got, we got something for you. You can read or listen or ask a question or check out the blog or whatever you got. We'll do what we can to help you with your small business. Rich Galen is with us. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. Mullings.com is a place I'd like to encourage you to go to and subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. And as I've said many times, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again. And I still enjoy your column every week. And I actually read your stuff. I know you don't read my stuff, but I actually read your stuff. So congratulations.
Well, because there's a good reason for this. I can type very quickly, but I have to move my lips to read, and I just get tired.
I know that takes a lot of energy. Hey, Rich, I was talking to a former member of Congress last week on the show, and I apologize to him because I can't remember his name, but anyway, I'll try to get it up in a minute. But he said the big problem with Newt, I know you think the problem is he doesn't have any organizational skills, but maybe this is the point the guy's making. He says Newt doesn't have a national organization. Newt Gingrich, the current leader of the GOP, folks, if you've been in a cave, doesn't have a national organization anywhere approximating what Romney has. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. What happened was, to remind everybody, back last May, the entire staff, 16 people, from the seniorest person to just about the juniorest person, on the same day at the same minute, walked out of the campaign because Newt had so frustrated them in the way he was not operating. And they didn't have any money. And so Newt had to live off the land for 3 or 4 months, as it said, to sleep in people's houses and kind of, get in cars and drive around Iowa and what have you. But as everybody else has fallen away and leaving Newt the last non-Romney guy standing, suddenly he pops to the top of the polls, and people are saying, okay, you're at the top of the polls. What are you doing to organize Iowa, which is a caucus, which means you got to call people, mm-hmm. remind them, you got to get up and go to the firehouse. What do you do? He's probably not going to win New Hampshire. I think that's probably too high a hill to climb, and Newt doesn't need it. But what he has done, he's opened a bunch of offices down in South Carolina and hired some people down there because South Carolina is a small enough state to be able to do that, and he may well win South Carolina. But then you get to Florida. That's in political parlance, that's a $2 million a week state because you got to run ads, you got to have a ton of people on the ground. It's a gigantic state, geographically. It's very diverse from the north to the south, as we know. And then you go on from that, and that's just January. And then you go on from there. I mean, California's not till June. And the argument is that Newt will not, and I don't know, we'll see, we'll know within 45 days, that Newt cannot survive the marathon nature of this without a national organization. He will find it difficult to get people to work for him because they know they know how difficult that is. And he doesn't have the money to pay for him, even though money's coming in far more quickly than it ever did before.
Well, the thing, by the way, the former member of Congress, it was Bob Beaupre, who is from Colorado, and that was the comment that he made. The thing that we know for sure, the reason why I think Bob Beaupre's observation about Newt is so important, and what you just said, Rich, is so important, is because, I mean, Obama, at this point in time, President Obama has a long freight train load of money in the bank and coming. He's got an organization like the world has never seen, a re-election organization like the world has never seen. And it's going to be, without an organization, all the GOP momentum in the world is going to be like men playing with boys in this election, isn't it, Rich?
Well, yeah, and I mean, in our world, I mean, in the non-political world, think of it. I mean, how many times have we seen this in the history of small businesses that got the big contract and then choked to death on the contract because they didn't have the underpinnings to be able to perform it? They couldn't find the financing to buy the raw materials. They couldn't get the manufacturing up. And Solyndra is the latest example. I mean, and everybody listening to us knows the dangers of trying to grow too quickly without the proper foundations. And that's, I think, what people are saying about Newt. Well, he's there. He won the big contract. Now let's see if he can produce the part.
But now all this excitement, all this surprises you say we're going to have in Iowa, is any of this going to change the fact that most people believe Romney is going to be the nominee?
We haven't seen that yet, but we'll look at the one of the problems. We've talked about this before. One of the problems with polls is that everybody seizes on the one poll that proves their point,
right?
And so you know you use it incorrectly, and there's also a problem with when polls are, it's called in the field, when people are actually.
But in terms, but what do you think in 3 months? What do you think will be? I got to wrap it up. In 3 months, what do you think will be?
I think in 3 months Romney will be the presumptive nominee. Newt will have bowed out, and the war between the Republicans and Democrats for the presidency will be in full force.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Good job, and we'll see you next
time, my friend.
Mullings.com, folks, check it out. MULLINGS.com. Outstanding publication, cyber publication that I read every week 3 times. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. And you ain't
had enough. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.